Happy Mother's Day to each of you that is a mother, hopes to be a mother, is about to become a mother, lives like a mother, or has had a mothering role. Now that's just about everybody in this church, right? We honor you today and cherish those who have sustained and nourished us. Until 2 days ago, I had a sermon ready to go, but due to what's happening in the world, particularly at our border, the Holy Spirit nudged me to start over for good reason. So bear with me. I'd like to start with a question. When does the work of Easter begin? Now, that may sound like a strange question since we're almost at the end of Easter season in the church, as shown by our church calendar. But is the work of Easter coming to an end or just beginning? That might depend upon who you ask. Let's take a quick look at Jesus' life as described by the Reverend Warren Swenson, an Episcopal priest in the Diocese of Tennessee. He says, "When the God of heaven chose to dwell on earth, the Word became flesh. From there, the Word went around preaching and teaching. It was baptized, crucified, and buried. It rose again, walked to Emmaus, and appeared to the disciples. Finally, the Word was carried up to heaven." Which brings us to today. We are celebrating the Feast of the Ascension. Traditionally, this feast is celebrated 40 days after Easter. But some churches, like St. Dunstan's this morning, is celebrating the Ascension on a Sunday. And other churches choose not to celebrate it at all. Their rationale? Who wants to celebrate Jesus leaving us? But I would say not so fast. Maybe the Ascension marks the beginning of the work of Easter. There's a poem, author unknown, which calls to our attention the work of Easter. To befriend the lonely, to accompany the migrant, to embrace the broken, to hearten the hopeless, to fear death no more, to break bread as children of one God. So I would ask you, where are we with this work? And how does this tie in with Jesus' ascension, his leaving those who so dearly loved him? Each of us has experienced losing a friend or relative through death, relocation, or a possible breakup. When the love in the relationship is strong and true, that loss is painful. So, how can absence be celebrated? I'd like you to listen one more time to the end of the gospel. "Then he led them out of Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. And while he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple blessing God." Jesus' disciples are celebrating with great joy. Now, to me, this doesn't sound like one of the most forgotten feast days of the church year, or one that should be neglected. but rather a day that 11 people, with nothing but a promise and a prayer, consented to become a new family, the church. This is a day to be celebrated. Another way to envision this day through author and Episcopal priest, Barbara Brown Taylor. She says, this is the day the disciples were given the message, stop looking up, but instead look at one another, at the world, at the ordinary people in your lives, because that is where you are most likely to find Jesus. In a new way, not in his own body, but in your bodies, the risen, the ascended Lord, no longer on earth, so that he can be everywhere instead. Look around you. Do you see Jesus' face in the person sitting next to you? We hold the image of Jesus' ascension in our hearts, but our hands and spirits must be ready to do the work that has been set before us. As a deacon, I have been asked to live out my resurrection faith in service, offering peace and justice, hope and healing to all that I meet. We are all asked through our baptismal covenant to seek and serve Christ in all people, striving for justice and peace among all people, and respecting the dignity of every human being. What does our community, our world, need at this time? Today, we have no further to look than our border. A growing number of migrants caught between two fences between the San Ysidro border crossing and Friendship Park. Others being held in U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Many with nothing but their clothes on their back. We are truly in a humanitarian crisis. We are talking about several thousand migrants who are seeking asylum along the U.S. southern border. As people of God, we have a mission, and that mission is to love our neighbors as ourselves, a mission of service which never ends. Our work of Easter is just beginning. I received an urgent email from our migration missioner, Robert Vivar, Wednesday morning, explaining to me the dire circumstances of those caught at the border. He asked if the deacons could help out with socks to warm the worn feet. I had 200 pair ready for him to take to the border Thursday morning. When asked how many he needed, his response was, any amount would be appreciated. I promised him more, and they're in my car this morning, ready to be delivered. The cry will go out shortly from the diocese for our items such as toiletries, snack foods, people to prepare food, drivers, distribution centers, and the list goes on. So, what can each of you do? Are you ready to do the work set before us? As soon as the list comes out from the bishop's office this week or next, you all will be receiving an e-blast with the needs. Donating needed foods and sundries, volunteering opportunities, picking up, dropping off, prayer, just to name a few. As you leave this morning, there are clipboards out on the sidewalk. Please print your name, your contact information, and what you may be willing to do. And keep your eyes peeled for the diocesan news this week. I ask you to help in any way you can, to help with great joy. What the world needs now is people who are willing to be the hands and feet of our ascended Lord. This needs so great at the border. And when you sit down to celebrate Mother's Day with family and friends, consider these words from Lalia Alali, found in Friday's editorial section of the Union Tribune. She says, "On this memorable day, I would like to honor the countless immigrant mothers who oftentimes go unrecognized for their hard work, dedication, and courage as they navigate the societal pressures to provide for their children economically while nurturing and protecting them. As the light of the world changes, ascends, that light will always be with us. It is up to us to see the work Jesus left for his disciples and for each of us. To see Jesus in one another and in the world. Let us go out into the world to do that work of Easter, to hold in our hearts this day the ascended Jesus, to live the good news of Jesus Christ.